Thanks for inviting me to this fancy party, Starlight. I promise I won't do anything bad this time. Don't worry about it. It's what friends do. I'm gonna go socialize for a bit. I'll be back. Good idea. Maybe the friendly and likable Trixie can make some friends of her own here. Starting with her! Hi, I'm Trixie. So nice to meet you.
Yes, she who boasts, though you've not met me, Sakura, nor of most.
Oh, you rhyme!
How do you mean?
When you talk, your sentences rhyme.
Yes, I've heard that many a time, though my culture knows not the definition of rhyme.
So, you don't notice it, that your sentences rhyme.
That's just how I talk, Cracker.
Fine, fine, hint taken. Trixie bids you farewell. What a weird pony. Maybe this next one will be different. Greetings! I am the great and powerful Trixie. I know who you are. You must have seen my act then. What's your favorite trick of mine?
No, I've never seen you perform.
If she's never seen me perform before, then how does she know me? Oh dear, not another critic. Or worse, some pony that hates me.
You okay?
Leave Trixie alone, she has changed. She's better now! Stop looking at me!
Yeah, that's Trixie all right.
Yeah, she's nice now and had a great friend and— Hey! What are you doing here? Well, if you must know, Trixie was invited by her good friend Starlight Glimmer. Of course she did. Just stay out of trouble, please. I don't want you calling a donkey a chocolate pony again. In Trixie's defense, he was pretty brown.
But you know what? I'm not gonna argue with you. I hope you have a good time, Trixie.
I planned on it. Now if you'll excuse Trixie, she has some mingling to do. But first, Trixie needs a drink. All this socializing has made her positively parched. Excuse me, but where can a mare get a gas? Discord!
Did you just say the word gasp in place of a real gas?
No.
Why would you even get uppity to begin with? We've already met before.
Yeah, well, that wasn't canon.
Just like you giving up on your dreams and becoming a counselor isn't canon.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about, but you better stop right this instant!
And what if I don't?
Here, I'll show you.
I'm back. Oh, hi, Trixie. I didn't know you were here.
Hi. You? I don't think we've ever properly met. It's weird how so many ponies know me, yet I barely know any.
I could have sworn. Well, I'm Fluttershy. Nice to meet you.
The feeling is mutual. I was just asking Discord here where I could get a good drink.
Say no more. You're in the right place. I'll make you something. What are you looking for?
Something that'll make me more sociable and less irritable if possible.
I'll try my best. So, why are you here?
Starlight invited me. Why are you so kind?
Well, I just like to think that I'm in my element. Here you go. One powerful drink for one powerful magician.
Thanks. Hopefully this drink makes puns like that more bearable. Here goes nothing. That was pretty good. Once I'm not broke, I'll pay you.
Oh no, don't worry about it. It's the least I could do.
Nonsense! Trisky Cab didn't effectively pay you for such great cervix.
Come again.
Thank you, Flubbersai. I'm gonna go perform now.
What did you give her?
Well, I just mixed together all the alcohols I could find.
Oh, dear.
Excuse me, Chocolate
you
Pony.
You want mate?
Hello, fillies and gentlecoats, to the great and powerful Trixie's magical extravaganza.
I want magic.
Is she supposed to be doing that? I'm not sure. Maybe Twilight knows?
Oh, no. I knew this would happen. Spike, get Glimmer over here, quickly.
Oh, dear. I'm
know, Marisol, but even I can tell that I'm alone with you, sir. In the audience? Yes, you. Would you take me out on a date?
No way, Fed!
Someone get this heckler out of here. No idea how we let this guy in.
Spike, please hurry.
The shop is called Seed.
Feed Seed?
Where feed and seed both end in the sound aid.
Coochie, we got a problem. Trixie's rambling on stage again.
Oh, no.
It's never stated why or how Patrick has a copy of Four on a CD, but it's odd that he does and is severely immersion-breaking.
Trixie, stop. Hi, Starlight. Check it out. I'm branching out into stand-up comedy.
Look, the crowd is so wired.
Well, they were just a second ago.
Come on, Trixie. Let's get you home.
Fine. No need to cause a scene, Starlight. You sound like you just hit the wall.
What are you even saying?
I need a real stallion. It takes a real stallion to handle the great and powerful Trixie. Trixie needs a cult in her life.
You need less alcohol and drunken ramblings in your life.
Later that same evening.
Here we are. We'll talk about what you did when you're sober. For now, please, just don't do anything stupid.
Stupid! Trixie is the epitome of hyperbole!
Yeah, sure.
Stupid Twilight, stupid Snips and Snails, stupid Glimmer, stupid... Why yes, Anon, Trixie will grant you a chance to win her heart in a battle of love! Oh, you're quite the talker, Anon. Maybe we can go on a second date.
Welcome. Honey! The kids missed you! I missed you! I love you so much!